Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 74. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And today we'll be discussing the tech news of the week and
what we want.
Anything else that we feel is reasonable to talk about on this Thursday.
Why do we have to be reasonable?
October 18th evening. I think it's the 18th.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to talk about. So there. So there's some stuff. See, it's even the first thing on my list. That's been going on this week. Now I feel like we're really quiet. Did we get quiet?
Check, check. I feel like mine's way down. Why are you so down? I don't know.
Anywho. I'm Mike. This is Randy.
Hey.
74 episodes. Three quarters of a century next week.
Three quarters of a century?
You know, century mark. 100?
Oh, I see.
What's a century?
Yeah, no.
Centa?
No, I get 100? I was thinking, I wasn't 100 thinking.
100 years?
Yeah.
Thinking. Like, it hasn't been 100 years. It hasn't even like been you're, two.
You're off your rocker. You're crazy. You're not very good with fractions, that's all.
Three quarters, that's...
See what I did there?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
So anyways... Google event.
We talked
last week about the possibility of a Nexus via LG. Kind of had a good giggle about it.
It's true.
Because it's LG. It's funny. But it probably seems pretty reasonable that that's what's going to happen. Really, the thing we can really hope for at this event is 4.2. You think it'll happen?
No.
5.0?
Probably.
You think so? It makes sense because they do.
Yep.
I feel it's earlier, but then again, maybe it's about the same time, I bet. It was in the fall last year that they had their event for Android. Although I feel like it's a lot more going to be focused on the Google Play Store.
A lot of people were saying that they think it's going to be something Nexus related. Like Nexus / Nexus 7. So I hope so.
Like as if they're going to have a 10-inch Nexus?
I hope they don't do that.
You think that's silly beans?
Yeah.
Jelly beans, but silly beans?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Exactly. But maybe they will have... Key lime pie? What's next? JK. Key lime pie?
Key lime pie.
Is that what it is? Yep. Has that already been announced?
Yep. Well, I think unofficially.
Key lime pie. That one's the worst one yet.
What else are you going to do for K? Kumquats?
Yeah, that's not really dessert.
No. Kiwi?
That's what I was thinking, but that doesn't work either.
No.
Cake. With a K. Key lime pie. I really don't know what I would do. Kit Kat bar?
It's probably trademarked.
Trademarked. Maybe they could get a promotional deal going between them. Get $25 free to the Google Play Store when you buy a big bag of Kit Kats. Maybe they should hire me for their marketing department.
Maybe they should.
Then maybe you've got all you the... Maybe I could get you a job there then.
Nice. Yeah, you got all the ideas.
What idea, man. So, in other Google news today, did you want to talk any more about their event that they have coming up? Just that you hope it's awesome?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to outdo their I.O. conference, though.
No, I don't think it will either. But
it's a different set of circumstances as well, so. I don't think anyone's going to be parachuting out of a helicopter or whatever they were in a plane.
What if they did, though?
Well, then I'd be like, you guys already did that. Try something new.
Old news.
Maybe you should hire me Simpsons for your did it. Maybe you should hire me for your marketing division. We could come down in big Kit Kat wrappers.
I see what you did there also.
So Google also had a little bit of a problem today. They accidentally released their quarterly earnings early.
Eek.
And they were not good. I don't have the exact numbers here.
No, it was down quite a bit though.
But and in the middle of the day, so much so that when the stock market, it was clearly not ready for people to actually see. Because it like had comments in it that was like enter Larry Page quote here. And so it was clearly not meant for full disclosure quite yet. But it came out. And then the market dropped so much so that they halted trading on it for the rest of the day.
Does that seem crazy?
Yeah, I didn't even know they could do that.
I didn't know you could do that either. Why wouldn't Facebook done that?
I think someone else did do it recently. I think it was Rim, but which, I mean, really, that only makes sense. Yeah, so, and then later Larry Page came out and was like, hey, you know, it's a lot, we're streamlining, we have so many great things going on, just wait. He's like, go buy a Galaxy Nexus, the Nexus 7, that's what he said, go buy a Nexus 7, invest in the Play Store.
Do you think there's going to be a point, like, because there's lots of companies that have had to, like, sort of cinch the belt and, like, cut down and stuff. Do you think Google just needs to finally go, okay, we can't fund all of these crazy projects anymore? We need to
stop playing around?
Yeah. No, just not as much, because right. I feel like they have so much money out there.
Well, part of the problem was buying Motorola still is causing them huge issues, because that's what lost all their money, really, was the Motorola branch. It lost most of their money, and...
That makes sense.
They dropped a lot of, like, they release a number of employees, too, and it was, like, down 2,000, which was mostly layoffs in the Motorola side as well. And I do think maybe some things need to be come in check. I mean, I can only imagine the amount of money that they're spending on Project Glass right now, or Google Maps in general. Like, that has to be such a huge resource with all their cars. Or just the self-driving cars. Like, how much money are they just...
And that's crazy, because California did finally legalize them, too.
Right.
I don't remember if we had mentioned that. I don't know
if we talked about it or not, either, but it's still... It's hard to grasp what's happening there, really. They do have so much going on, but at the same time, search is obviously just bringing in a ton of money for them. I mean, that's their baby, and that's where they make their money, but ads. But it's interesting to see. Anything else you want to add about Google before moving on? Go Google.
Go Google.
Apple also announced an event for this week.
Oh, look at us.
Although, they did it first of all.
Hey. No, because they're going to come out and be like, oh, hey, check us out. We have a little mini tab. You guys should look at it. It's pretty cool.
Although, really, it's funny that Google announced its event for the 29th, because that's also the day of the Windows event.
Man. Which one would you watch? If you could only watch one.
Google.
That's that one I would have, too.
Because I don't really care about Microsoft. Although, supposedly, they have some... They've really kept their Windows Phone 8 very secret from their developers. I think we talked about it. But no one really knows why, like what secret they could possibly have that they're not giving, because they're going to be dead on arrival if they don't have any apps. I mean, not dead.
That's what people thought with the Windows Phone in general.
Yeah, and how well is that? It's really been picking up traction for them, or?
It's not like... making like a freaking bulldozer pass, but they're not doing bad.
I still think Rim's still in third, technically.
Yeah, but I think if you were to ask somebody which one is...
They would pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Windows is not... I don't think they're like doing anything crazy, but maybe they will with Windows 8, but maybe that's why they haven't told anybody. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Soon enough.
Like us on Facebook and we'll tell you.
But anyway, so there's an Apple event, October 23rd, which is next Tuesday. I'm going to guess that the iPad minis, or whatever they decide to call them, will go on sale November 2nd. That's my guess, which would be the following Friday after that. I bet they go and pre-order that Friday.
I would assume that is
correct. They're supposedly also going to have... their iMac line updated, and a 13-inch Retina display on a MacBook Pro.
Yep.
And new Mac Minis. With the Mac Minis and the iMacs are supposedly getting double RAM for the standard size, so which they need. I mean, 4 gigabytes of RAM isn't bad, but it's still not good.
That's like.
I mean, you can get it. Like, it's easy to upgrade. It's cheap to upgrade to more, but it's at their base model. That's It'll run, but it's not gonna.
It seems below. I mean, well, maybe that's what PCs are. Even it's probably for like.
The I mean, base if model. You went and bought a lap, picked up a laptop or a desktop,
like, I personally even. Wouldn't go with. Like, I would want more than four.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, but they're supposedly gonna be base modeled at 8 now. That's the rumor going around right now. And with an upgrade to 16, I would assume.
Makes sense. And it'll only cost you 2 arms and a half a leg.
Well, right now, I think it's $100 to double the RAM.
That's a lot.
But
for 4 extra gigs?
Right.
When you could buy 4 gigs of RAM on Newegg for, like, $20.
Yeah. Well, that's what I bought mine for my laptop and put it in myself.
Cause yeah, but some people just don't know.
But people aren't, yeah. And it's easier sometimes. Mm. Neither here nor there.
Right.
But, so that'll happen Tuesday, so we'll obviously be talking about that next week, because that'll be before the 29th, when all the Windows and Google stuff will take place. So next week will definitely probably be Apple heavy, I'm sure.
Oh, let's look at us again.
Well, and then it'll be, well, then we'll battle between Google and Windows the week after that.
Well, maybe I'll have to make sure Josh is here.
To battle Google and Windows?
Oh, no, the week prior.
Oh. The Windows pre-orders, you can now pre-order a Surface. $499 for a 32 gig. $599 for 64, I think. No, it's $599 for the with the keyboard, the click keyboard. No one can see the hand gestures I'm making clicking the keyboard. Have you seen the commercial?
Uh-uh.
It's bad. Well, it's not bad, but it's almost like they're trying to sell the keyboard, not the device. Like, the main point of the commercial to me feels like the keyboard or dancers. I don't know. It's a lot of dancing happening and people dancing with the keyboard. It's weird.
I'll take your word for it.
Maybe we'll put it, I don't know, we're not going to put it on our Facebook. Maybe we'll put it on the Facebook page. Maybe I'll just show you after the show.
Fair enough.
Todd probably knows. He's probably seen it, right? He loves himself some Microsoft.
Oh, it was funny. One thing he did show me today, actually, is... Wait, I need to go to Google. If you Google Microsoft... So, like, the first link that comes up, obviously, Microsoft's homepage. Look at the headline, like, the website title name.
Devices and services?
Does that seem weird?
Yeah, not software, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
It was just updated.
There's a dramatic shift. We talked about it.
I know. But I'm just
like, hey.
It's just interesting to me. Like, the top three links even is Surface, Microsoft Support, Download Center, Security Essentials. Like,
where's their Windows 8 link or even Windows 7?
It just seems crazy.
It is crazy. There's a dramatic shift in their plan. They also launched Xbox Music on Tuesday, which also goes to show you what branding they're going to go with. It's not Windows Music, it's Xbox Music.
Makes sense.
It is now built in. I think if you updated, because they're rolling out the new fall update for the Xbox. Did you update yours recently? I think you were actually playing it the other day. They rolled it out this week, though. So you'll have Xbox Music, which will be like it's like a freemium service, I think, where I think maybe with ads it's free. But I think they're shooting for like the $10 a month, and then they're also going to sell tracks as singles, supposedly, and will come built into Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.
That's awesome.
But will not be compatible with Windows Phone 7 or Windows 7.
That's awesome.
Because
just the service in general. I think it's a good move on their part.
I think it's weird branding, I think. I mean, it makes sense, but you're going to open Xbox Music on your PC? Like, that seems weird.
I don't think a lot of people...
I mean, it makes sense. Or on your phone. But I'm going to open Xbox Music real quick on my phone here. Hold on. Supposedly, there are Android and iOS apps in the works as well, but no firm release dates or pricing for sure on any of that. Yeah. Interesting. Do you have anything else you want to talk about Windows? That's all I got about Windows.
Nope.
There's going to be a lot of Windows coming soon. 2 weeks.
It's true.
We're going to have some events. We're going to have some products launching. We're going to get reviews of the Surface for real with people actually being able to use the keyboards as opposed to the event when they didn't let anybody use them. Which still seems crazy that that was like in May or something. It was forever ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. And we never even knew if it was ever really going to come out. Amazon is saying, hey, Apple, we know you're trying to release a new product to compete with us, so we're going to go ahead and compete with you first. And they released yesterday a product called WhisperCast, which WhisperSync, I believe, is their service now. That is their, like, their 3G service that allows you to keep all your books in sync together on different devices and whatnot. But WhisperCast is to keeping a mass amount of, like a school, if they bought a number of Kindles, they could send books to all, like, if they had 30 kids in their class, they could send books to all 30 via WhisperCast.
Whisper.
And it'll also be compatible with their Android and iOS apps, which gives them quite the ubiquity across all devices. And it's a good move.
That's what I...
The only downfall I see... is I think you could almost still make a better, well, if they're on the tablets, if they're like on an Android, like the, if you're there on your Nexus 7 or like a, if this iPad mini or even a regular size iPad, I think it works well, but I don't think it works well on the Kindle itself because it's hard to search because there's no real keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to move. It doesn't move back and forth very fast. Now I don't have a touch, so maybe the touches are a lot better. But also, just they're good for like novel reading, but I don't think like textbooks, you know, you want to take in a lot more. Plus, they're not real picture friendly with the e-ink. I think like the LCD screens are much more accommodating, and like
yes,
and with the Nexus and with the, like the iPad, you could get like with iBooks, I know they have like very much multimedia stuff built in. Like that was their big push, at least for Apple, was like you could build textbooks in with like. Interactive puzzles and stuff, you yep. know. But I think it's a good move by Amazon regardless. And I think it'll work out because they do have cheap devices, which they have come out and said they're selling at cost. Which I think is funny. But yeah, so that was their announcement. Was it today or yesterday? Yesterday, I believe that was announced. So, go Amazon.
Go Amazon. I like them. I'll support them.
They're always doing crazy stuff. Newsweek announced today that it is no longer going to sell a print edition. They're going all digital. Seems crazy. They've been around forever.
Do you pay for any subscriptions? E-subscriptions?
No.
Would you?
Well, I did recently add time to my newsstand because... my grandpa has it, and I always take the copies from him.
Oh.
But I realized that why don't I just put in his account number and I can get it
for free?
For free, because if you have the print edition,
right.
you get the digital copy. And I got a few magazine subscriptions for my birthday, and I haven't even received one of them in the mail yet. But I took the account number from the email I got, you know, yep. and I can read the current issue on my iPad. I am interested, Marco Arment, I don't know if I'm saying his last name right, the guy that created Instapaper, recently put out an app called The Magazine on iPad, and his aim is to do, it's not like, he's not making, it's not a magazine that he prints that just has the exact same copy in digital form, it's for being digital, and he's curating content or getting people to write for him. It'll be bi-weekly, and it's just kind of an experiment, he said. Right now, it's only on iOS because he wants... He might end up killing it, he said, if it doesn't sell well. He'll just... After, you know, like 3 months, he'll just end it. I'm out. So that's why he doesn't want to put money into building an Android app as well yet.
Makes sense.
He wants to make sure there's some traction. But it's an interesting idea. I think it's $2 a month, and it's bi-weekly, and it's in newsstand, and it's just he's getting... authors to write for him, and I don't know how he's paying him exactly. I'm sure you know he's working that all out, but I'm interested in, there's this, if you have iPad, you can check it out. You get a 7-day free trial. Right now there's only one issue out. And once it has more than one issue, if you set up the 7-day free trial later, you'll have access to all the back issues thus far, even with the 7-day free trial, so you can see what it's all about. And I think he has a good model, like, because he's taking it from the digital standpoint. Like, he's not trying to create a newspaper or magazine to sell in real life and then port it to the digital version. He's
just starting there.
Starting there. And I haven't looked at going that route. I haven't looked at it yet. And I know there's a few bugs. He said it's the first version. He's working on updates already. But a lot of people like the simplicity of it. I've read nothing but good reviews. So...
that's cool.
It's interesting. And I mean, Instapaper is obviously, I know you use it a lot now. True. And I like it. So it's interesting because he's a good fella. I think it's him. He also co-founded Tumblr, but neither here nor there.
I like Tumblr as well.
So that's one magazine I think that would be interesting to check out. But otherwise, no, I don't pay for any, I checked out, I had the Daily for a little while, which was aimed at being a digital newspaper, but once I didn't pay for it ever, because once my free trial ended, it wasn't really news I couldn't find anywhere else for free. I did have Distro, but I stopped checking it, which is a magazine that Gadget puts out for free, which I really did like their layout, but it's pretty much all stuff I already read on their website, so that kind of...
well, quote readings, maybe if you didn't read so much, then it might be relevant.
It might be relevant then. I mean, if I was like a... I'm sure it's good stuff, and they had some good infographics. Like, the way it's set up is really nice, I think, but why would I read it all for the fifth time?
It's because you're connected more than the average person.
There are a few, like, I saw... someone put up, there's some New York magazine. Oh, see, Todd likes Distro too. Like, there's a New York magazine that was supposedly really good, and they have a good app. I can't remember the name offhand, though. Because they added magazines to the Nexus 7, right?
Yep.
Do you look at any?
No, I had got...
because you don't never look at magazines in general, or...
no, because I have, like, I have a few subscriptions, myself. Cars. Yeah, car stuff. But there's something, like, I think if it was tech-related stuff, like I feel like, and maybe there's other examples of, like, collector-type hobbies. Like, to me, my car magazines don't get old, really, because it's classic cars, and...
they're already old.
It's still, it'll be relevant even 10 years from now.
The cars aren't changing.
Right. Whereas, like, tech magazine, like, I don't think I would ever want a paper copy of them, just because in 5 years, or even in a year, it's like, cool.
Although, to a point, I do think it's interesting when I find my old, like, Electronic Gaming Monthlies from, like, the late 90s. Those are fun. Like,
Nintendo Power.
Yeah, like, I had a Nintendo Power, I was like, Super Mario 3, I was like, this is awesome.
I still have a bunch at my parents' house. Like, that was
but,
cool.
But that's more nostalgia, I think, than anything. Yeah. At the same time.
Like,
it's
not worth anything.
But it's just like, look at how real we thought these graphics were. How funny is that?
They were, Mike.
I said, like, there's, like, this Nintendo case for a baseball game. It's, like, so real. You feel like you're in the lineup. Like, really?
And now you see
it's like you can hardly tell it's a person.
Yeah. It's funny going from, like, Xbox to the Nintendo. And it's, like, you know, that first time you're, like, staring at it and you're, like... the F am I looking
even
at
just,
now?
Even just the controls, like, from a joystick to a directional pad again, like, I don't know. But, like, I think those are cool, but I think it's just nostalgia. But although, like, keeping, like, if you had, like, one issue of a tech magazine from a year, like, if you kept one every year, like, just to look back and see what was going on then. Like, even thinking, I was thinking about the other day, like, what were we talking about 6 months ago? I mean, you know, like, think just, about Carrier IQ. What happened to that? Like, that was a huge deal, right? People were like, man, they're spying on my stuff. Everyone's tracking everything I do on the phone. Nobody cares anymore. That just went away. Right?
True.
You know, it's like, that was 6 months ago, I think. I feel like it was the beginning of the summer. I don't know. It's just crazy stuff like that happens. Technology just moves too fast, and that's why you can't read tech magazines very well, because by the time it comes out in a print form, I've read it all 5 times on the internet.
That's true.
Today.
That's what happens when you're tied into everything, Mike.
Like, I have a cord directly, you know, running from the internet into my spine.
It's true.
Nah. So anyway, Newsweek's going digital. Last copy, December 31st. That's where we started.
That's awesome.
There's a new GoPro out, Hero 3.
Hero 3.
With Wi-Fi built in.
Wi-Fi and a remote.
And new controls. And you can control it, or maybe you can even control the... No, it makes sense, because it'd have to have Wi-Fi. But there's like an iOS app, right?
Yep.
Do you just have something on your hand? Is it blood? My leg's
bleeding. Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? Pulls his hand out and it's full of blood. Not full of blood.
Yeah, no, just whatever. Finger. I'm a cutter.
New GoPros. $199, I think, is what they're starting at?
Yeah, for the crappy version.
The crappy version, yeah. Without Wi-Fi?
Yeah, that's the silver. No. We'll say it's bronze, because I don't remember. It's like bronze, platinum, and then the black edition. Black edition is $400, and that one... You can shoot 4K video.
4K?
Yeah.
Get
it's
out
only,
of here.
No, it's only 15 frames per second, which sucks, but there's a 2.7K version of video that shoots 30 frames per second, which is pretty sweet.
You ever think it's crazy that, like, 10 years ago, right, like, we had, like, video camcorders, we were recording to VHS tapes. Maybe not 10 years, maybe 15 years ago.
It's true.
Like, and that even those were, like, $700, right? It's true. Could buy this $200 little thing. I could go slap it on my car and drive around and record everything I do. Literally slap it on my car. Is that crazy?
Literally.
No, they just like suck right to
it. I know, I get it.
That's not even an exaggeration.
No, I get it.
Literally.
Literally.
That's crazy. Technology moves so fast.
It's... Welcome, Mike.
So fast, yeah. Welcome, yeah. And well, we probably should talk about this when we're talking about cell phones, but SoftBank, a Japanese company, cell phone company, not cell phone but carrier, bought 70% majority stake in Sprint for $20.1 billion. And
that's
then
crazy.
Sprint, they didn't acquire LightSquared. What did they just they partnered with LightSquared, or they did acquire them? They were working on it before, but it's like, but this deal by SoftBank, anyway, makes them the third largest carrier in the world.
That's crazy. No big deal.
I mean, which makes sense, because I'm sure it's still Verizon and Sprint, or Verizon and AT&T ahead of it.
Yep.
I don't know, though, because what, I mean, everything in England seems different, though, but you think Deutsche Telekom? I don't know. I don't know what they got going on over there. Everywhere. Everything Everywhere. Is that what that company's called? The one that's getting LTE, you know? That's what it is.
Sure.
And in some of the crazier news this week, there's a new Boxy Box announced. I believe they're on sale November 1st. Do you know anything? Do you hear about it at all?
I knew. Didn't we bring it up last week?
There had been a leaked picture of it, but we didn't know anything. But now It's officially been announced.
Officially official.
$100. Which... And we talked about it because their box was the same size as, like, the Roku now, instead of their crazy-ass box.
Yes.
That's what we talked about mostly, actually. Yep. But the crazy thing is, so it was, in the leaks, the rumor was that you could record TV. So what is the case. They're going to sell you the Boxy Box, and for $15 a month,
$15.
You can record as much as you want, unlimited space in the cloud. And you can watch it on any device. They have a iOS app and an Android app already that are remote control for their boxies, but they will work to watch shows.
Does that seem crazy?
It's super crazy. And you can record two shows at once because it's got a dual tuner. And for $15. And you can get, even if you bought more than one and had two in your house, you could still record four shows at once, and it's still only $15 a month for as much space as you want. And they're hosted on Amazon's clouds.
And why wouldn't you?
Why? I think I'm going to do it. Like, because...
Like, really?
I don't have cable, and I want to watch free TV, and why wouldn't I record that? Yeah. Plus, with the capability, plus it'll have Netflix and Spotify on it,
Amazon.
And Pandora. I don't know, But it's fun. Well, because those things could be added later, even if they're not on it now, right? I mean, that's the awesomeness of software and technology. You could get an update.
That's true.
But it's really, like, I think it's really going to shake up the market. Like, Arrow, I think we've talked about them before. They're only in New York right now. I think it's called Arrow. Like, they're doing their, they're getting sued like crazy. But they're doing a kind of similar thing where they're trying to give people the free TV. But I think the boxy thing is pretty ingenious. And they have, like, a, so, like, it's, like, set up. It very much looks like a TiVo-type DVR, you know, and you can set it from the app, and you can control it from anywhere then. It's like Slingbox, but it's so much cheaper.
And you have unlimited cloud storage.
You could.
How could they even do that?
I don't know. $15 a month. You can do what you want.
Honestly, that, like, seems ridiculous.
I can record everything. What if I just recorded TV all day long, every day?
Like, you just turn it on record.
Two channels. All day long, every day.
And you, yeah.
I mean, my, I'd probably have a problem with my,
No. Comcast. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
They'd probably be like, hey, you're using a lot of bandwidth these days.
Be like, yeah, because I'm always, recording two TV. I'm,
dude, I'm never streaming it, though. I don't have time. I'm always recording.
That would be awesome.
I got to catch up on my late night infomercials right now.
Exactly.
Like the guy that, the guy who created Boxies from, like, India or England or somewhere weird, right?
You're being racist right now?
No, I'm just saying that he's from another country.
Okay,
just checking. That's not racist. I'm not picking out a specific country.
You were.
It's not like I'm making fun of him because he's Chinese.
I was just...
That's being racist.
Hey, now you're going crazy. Too far. Now you're being racist.
He's just... All right. He's just from another... So anyway...
Anyways.
He loves, like, old TV shows. That's what I was getting at.
Fair enough.
Like The Simpsons. Like, he's recording every episode of Simpsons he can get. That's what he does with his boxy.
Simpsons did it.
And he, and Seinfeld. He's getting Seinfeld episodes.
Not The Simpsons?
And both.
Is he doing them both
at the same time? He's two channels.
Makes sense.
It's a dual tuner. This is my favorite story of the week, just so you know. I was pumped for it. That's why I waited and moved around it. You're like,
I get you.
He skipped over it.
I know, well, I get you.
Still one at the end, but... Like, I'm excited. It comes out. I probably won't get it right away, but...
That's a lot. You're going
to
get
good Christmas present, maybe. If anyone out there is listening and thinks, you know, what should I get Mike for Christmas? I love listening to that Bleed Geek podcast, and he just really makes my week every week. What should I get him for Christmas? Boxy Box. November 1st, $99. You know, I just plugged my Christmas list. It could be for Hanukkah, if that's what you're into.
You're not picky?
Kwanzaa.
You're not picky?
Nope.
All right.
Maybe a Thanksgiving present. Turkey Day. I didn't make you a turkey. Here's a boxy box.
That'd be a good present.
Plus, it's fun to say, boxy box.
I know. I like that.
It's like, what does it remind me of? Something.
Oh, it reminds you of, shoot. No, just wait. I've got it. Schmack, schmack.
Well, it does remind me of that. That's not what I was thinking. Oh. That's funny, too. I wonder what they're doing.
Anyway. I just read a tweet from Alex a couple days ago. I was like, oh, man.
Kevin had a story today on his site about
Schmack.
No, Tweetbot. Tweetbot came out. I'll talk about that real quick, too. Tweetbot finally released their Mac app officially. They were in alpha and then in beta, but they had closed the beta down because of the Twitter token problem.
Alpha beta?
They were in beta. Now they're officially launched today. $20. $19.99 for the Twitter client and the Mac App Store. His problem was how much it cost. It's a nice client. It's clean. It's simple. Most people like it. I liked it. I have the beta. I had the beta because I had the alpha before they shut it down, so I was still allowed.
Oh, Mr. Cool.
Because they had, because they limited their tokens via Twitter, so right. they said they're charging more for it now because
they can.
Because they can only sell so many, and then they're going to be done because they're not going to be allowed to have any more new users because of Twitter's rules.
What a bunch of jerks.
Twitter or Tweetbot?
Twitter.
Which is made by Tapbots. It's all very confusing. But it came out today in the Mac. It looks really nice. I don't think I'll buy it for $20, though. Especially since I use TweetDeck.
If it was $10?
$10, yeah, then maybe they'd get me. Maybe it'd go on sale for $7, and I'd be like, ah, it's all right. 30% off. That's a deal.
That's how they get you.
Right. There's this Mac bundle I've really been contemplating buying.
What's the bundle?
$30.
Does it come with Final Cut?
No.
Damn, I want
$30, but it's got Scrivener, which is something I've been wanting to buy for a while, but it's $45.
I want Final Cut.
And so that
Cut,
alone
Mike.
Makes it kind of worth it for me, because it's $30 for the
you should
bundle.
You buy Final Cut for me.
And then It also has a 15-month subscription to Evernote Premium, which is like $70 by itself.
Are you going to buy Final Cut?
Maybe some point if I had a computer that would run it. Probably would run. I do want a new laptop. Actually, that's like...
You should get one. If anybody's listening...
Now, if the Boxy seems like too small of a token, I do need a new MacBook Air. That would be fine. Or an iMac. I'll take either. Or both. I'm not picky.
That's a lie. You would rather have the MacBook.
Totally. But...
But beggars can't be choosy, right?
That's right. I'll take what I get.
Except you're going to have, like, fingerprints all over if it was a Mac... An iMac?
It'd be like,
Owen. What are you going to... Because he can't open doors yet?
The thing, there's a locker. He hasn't figured those out yet.
Yeah.
Although he did recently figure out how to change the source on the TV in the bedroom, and now he can turn on the DVD player, start the movie, change the channel. If it's not on the right source, he could do it all himself.
Well done.
He doesn't really talk, but... I mean, he talks plenty, but... Today he was making Rex eat Bullseye.
Fair enough.
And then Buzz killed him. Anyway. Oh, the last story I have.
Yep. I'm just watching the video right now again.
The video of what? So, on Sunday, we talked last week actually quite at length about Felix Baumgartner.
Baumgartner.
It's a funny name. Is he Australian? Is that what he is?
No, I think he's Russian or Ukrainian.
Maybe he's Austrian, and that's why I thought it was Australian.
Bomb
anyway, hurt. He made his jump from space at 127,000
feet.
He hit 800.
Oh, he's Austrian.
Austrian. See, I knew this.
Ah, Austrian.
See, it's tricky.
Good day, mate. Anyways.
830 some odd miles an hour he hit at one point.
1.24.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't break the free fall record, though.
No, he's going to have to do it again.
He'll have to do it again. He did break the record for height in a ballooned capsule, height for jump, speed reached.
833 miles an hour.
There's like 9 records, I think. There are probably some other weird ones that he broke.
833 miles an hour. Is that crazy?
It's pretty intense to watch live, I'll be honest.
It was, well, it's like,
it
was crazy.
You kind of wondered if he was going to die.
There was a point where it's like... what was his quote?
You have to get it, some about going so high to realize how small you are.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm going back home. And he
saluted and jumped.
Yep. And it was crazy.
He dropped
like,
his mic.
It was crazy. He's like, effing him out. But it was crazy how fast he disappeared. I mean, there's like zero air, so you have pretty much no resistance. So it's just like... I mean, I wonder how long it took. Well, obviously, it took a long time for him. Like, what's terminal velocity at that point? Like, with little to no air, you think?
He would have had to... I don't know.
That's what I was wondering. It's like, how fast...
Like, if he would have...
What's the theoretical top speed?
Pushed. I don't know.
I don't know. So, if there's any physicists out there listening...
And you want to get us something for Christmas?
Give us the answer.
And then buy us a boxy box.
And then, yep.
Boxy box.
Schmack, schmack.
Anyway. So it was crazy to watch. Like, it was, like...
Oh, yeah, keep going.
It was just intense. Like, you really wondered it. You didn't know, like...
Well, it was like, when he was, like, 2 minutes in his free fall, all of a sudden he started spinning. And I'm like... And they had said, like, in multiple interviews, like, if he starts spinning out of control, it's possible that he could lose blood to his brain.
I think it was more important when he was further up, because without the air,
right,
there's no way for him to right himself. But once he started to get down, but still at that speed, how's he ever going to right himself?
Well, it's like, yeah, so, like, the live video was just from the one that was on the ground, zoomed in as close as they could. And you're seeing him, like, not only spin... horizontally, but like tumbling also, and I'm like, oh my word, I like, do they cut the video out? Because it was live stream. Like, I wondered,
like, at one point it did cut back to the control room, and I wondered, like, it was before
did you
he
see
spun,
it, like
though,
in
but...
everybody's faces, like, they were like, holy crap. And I, like, there was one guy in the back is like, he's spinning out of control right now. And it was funny.
And his whole family is there, too. They kept showing them.
Yeah. And, I mean, not funny, but when I watched the recap, they when they went to the control room, they cut out all sound in the control room. Like, so all the videos that you see, there's nothing, like, it's all of a sudden, like, super quiet. Because I'm wondering if they were saying stuff like, holy crap, this
What's going to happen?
Yeah. But then, yeah, he ended up correcting himself and was just, like, in a total, hey, I'm a missile right now.
That's crazy.
But it was and then it was crazy because, like, it was 2 days later. Was it Tuesday that they had released the, maybe it was Monday. Neither here nor there. They released the chest cam video of it, and watching that when he started spinning out of control is just like.
Did it make you motion sick?
No, but it's like, obviously he trains for that, you know, and how to correct it. But it's like, I mean, how fast the world was, like, whipping around him. What do you
think that adrenaline rush is like?
He probably had an extra pair of shorts.
I felt like 120 feet once.
I know, that was pretty crazy.
I couldn't imagine 127,000 feet.
Like, at that point, you know, it's like, you know how, I don't know how long it would take for, like, your stomach to get rid of that, like, sinking feeling? Because eventually you're just going to be like, okay, I'm just, like, falling with, or just kind of floating with wind. How did he not burn up?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when asteroids come into the atmosphere, they burn out. Is that in higher atmosphere?
But they're also traveling
so fast.
Well, they're traveling way faster than 800 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Because someone like the capsules, who mentioned that.
Like, when they come back, you know, like.
Because, okay, let me look something up quick. Because I was just talking to Adam and Andy about this.
But, you know, like you look at, like, all the space capsules when they come back, like when they're in space and stuff, and they always show them, like, you always see that orange glow around them as they're approaching the ocean to land. Oh. No, I know what you mean. I'm just saying, like, what I'm referencing.
I get you, and I'm going to have an answer for you.
Good. I mean, his suit, I'm sure, had something to do with it.
I don't think so.
And I think just the fact that he started there and didn't come in already going that fast. And then picking up speed. Plus, he probably doesn't weigh as much as a capsule, so that probably helped. And all the metal. No, but the suit. I can't believe the suit's, like, strong enough to hold against, I mean, 830 miles an hour. You gotta think, like, stuff starts to peel off. And the cameras.
Alright.
Alright, what?
This is, wait. To remain in, yeah. So this is what I figured it was. So, like, the shuttle, why it is burning up is because to remain in orbit, it has to do a minimum of 17,500 miles an hour outside of our orbit. Mm. So when they're coming, are you really seriously going to give me this right now? So that's why. So, I mean, he's not even, what percentage would that be? Like, even when he hit.
How much did you say?
17,000. So.
50, no.
Like, 10, yeah. Less than 10%.
No, 17,000. Oh yeah, 5%, 6% maybe. I don't know. It's a lot, or that's a lot more, I suppose. And then plus they're already traveling when they enter, so they're gaining speed as they come in. So that's why. But you just think of, like, anytime you ever see something come from space, though, you know, you just.
But
think,
he didn't go in space.
No, I understand. Well, you know, it's a fine line there. Mm-hmm. It's weird they said, like, you could see the curvature of the Earth from up there. Like, that was crazy. Well, and it was and crazy. Just space.
Well, it was crazy watching, too, because, like, when his balloon hit the 128,000 mark, like, it just stopped. And it was, like, as high as the balloon can go.
And it started
go.
To come down a little bit. Yep. And I was like, he better jump. He's losing all his
That's
altitude.
What I was thinking. I'm like, oh, shit, this guy's
got
to go.
He's got,
but
like,
I feel
his
80-point like,
checklist he's got
to
go through.
I feel like it was, like, the balloon's kind of doing this at this point. It's like, hit the thing. Oh, I'm bouncing back down.
Right.
Hit the thing, bounce back down. But it was.
They said it was thin as like a. Did. One of the balloon was like thin as a. Like
it was
what?
Thinner
like a,
than
like
a Ziploc bag.
Ziploc bag, yeah. Lunch bag, a sandwich bag is what
did
I was
Did you see the balloon when they first launched it?
Did it. Like, it got smaller as it went, right? From the pressure? Like.
No, it got
It was
bigger.
Always. It, so got it looked way like bigger. It was like a jellyfish, kind of like.
When it started.
Is that what it was? No, yeah. I feel like that's...
No, you're wrong, Mike, because it expands as it goes up. That's why weather balloons pop when they get up there.
Hmm.
How are... Maybe you need to go to sleep.
No, I'm just trying to think of the pictures of it.
Yeah, because when it... feel like I'm giving you a lot of crap right now. That's all right.
No, I was just thinking of it.
Because when it was up top, it was like like the whole thing was entirely filled. We don't really have anything else. Right. So
anyway, it was a crazy jump. Hopefully you watched it live.
There's plenty of links out there if you didn't get to see it for whatever, and you live in a hole and you haven't seen it.
It's a crazy thing. His whole family is wearing Red Bull gear.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Just in general, crazy event.
Probably something won't see in our lifetime.
It's crazy to me that the last record happened in like 1960, or was it 70?
60. 60s, yep.
Like, that's crazy, like, that they did that back then. That someone freaked
them. I get ya.
Joe Kittner or something?
Kittner. Alright, so there's
it's crazy.
That one.
But anyway, I think that's our show.
That is our show.
As always, we appreciate you listening. And if you you could like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek, where we did post ahead of time that the jump was happening. So, I mean, little fun tidbits like that if you go give us a like.
You can follow along.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter for similar things, if maybe you prefer Twitter over Facebook. Twitter.com/bleedgeek. If you have info you'd like to give us, you could always call us or email us. Our email is fans@bleedgeek.com. And the phone number is
406-79-GEEKS.
And if you don't like talking, you can always text too. And you can check us out on Tumblr at bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Also do that.
Or if you want to see what Randy's been up to, thecrandall.tumblr.com.
Nope, just Crandall.
Just Crandall.
Mm-hmm.
He can't stay consistent, apparently.
And it's because some people steal my name. And Tumblr's down, actually, right now, so.
Oh, YouTube was down earlier, too, while they had,
Not related.
While they had their bad day of earnings mishap, then YouTube went down. Just odd coincidence. Why is Tumblr down?
They're back up now. They were down. I don't know why.
Weird. And if you need to get a hold of me to find my address to send me a boxy box, you can follow me individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
With that, I think that's everything. So thanks for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Red Bull Orvis.
Have a good night.